One of the candidates running in the Republican primary for Attorney General joining me right now, Commissioner Barry Smitherman. Welcome back to the show, sir. Glad to have you back on, and hope the campaign's been going well.
Morning, Chad. Chilly morning across our great state. I know it's pretty cool up there, but I'm down in Houston where it's actually much colder than normal. It's been a wonderful campaign, and we're looking forward to tomorrow.
Well, for folks who are still undecided, and you look across the state, and some counties are up, some counties are down. Lubbock County is down compared to a few years ago. Obviously, people still making decisions. You have a lot of voters out there who are still undecided. How do you separate yourself from the other candidates running in this race? And it's a very important race here in this Republican primary.
It's experience, Chad. I'm the only one that has run two major state agencies, the Railroad Commission, which oversees oil and gas, and the Public Utility Commission, which oversees electric and telecom. I'm the only one that has actually sued President Obama, not just once, but seven times, to stop bad EPA regulations. I'm the only one that's ever tried a criminal lawsuit. I'm the only one that's returned over $100 million in taxpayer money that we did not spend. You know, we all talk about being conservative. I think we're all good fathers. I think we're all good husbands. But who is the one that is most qualified to step in on day one to be the next attorney general? And that's me.
What are some areas, and you've criticized Attorney General Greg Abbott running for governor. You've criticized his office when it comes to child support and the issue of child support and that division. What would you do different than what Greg Abbott has done?
Well, actually, that's not true. I didn't criticize the child support division. What you may be referring to is that in a Dallas Morning News questionnaire, we said, one of my staffers filled out, that some parents had shared with us their frustration with the child support system because they wanted greater visitation opportunity, and they were concerned that some of the people that they had interacted with were not really helping them do that. General Abbott has done a great job. This child support system runs well. It collects record amounts of money. I've known Greg for 30 years. He's going to be our next governor, and I'm a big fan. One of the things that I will do perhaps more intently because of my experience as a former prosecutor in Houston is to work with local law enforcement on prosecuting crime, especially crime along the border. We made this a big part of our campaign, working with local DAs to help them put bad people away, and I intend to make that a high priority.
Visiting with Barry Smitherman, you can view his website, by the way, Barry4Texas.com. That's actually spelled out, Barry4Texas.com. What are some of the other areas that you think the AG's office will need to focus on starting day one? You mentioned you'll hit the ground day one. What are some of those areas that you think are going to be very important coming up for the Attorney General?
Well, we have about 20 lawsuits presently against the federal government. I mentioned the seven EPA lawsuits. Those are very important. We have lawsuits against Obamacare, voter ID, legislative redistricting. My guess is we'll probably end up having to fight Obama on Second Amendment issues. So we have a host of lawsuits and fights against the federal government that'll have to be prosecuted, and I have the experience to do that. We'll also need to take a look at what we're doing with local DAs around the state. Down in the border, you're a long way from the border in Lubbock, but down in the border, it's become an area of lawlessness, and I intend to immediately put together a task force that will work with local DAs, local sheriffs and constables to help them prosecute crime. That's why I've got the support of DAs across the state, and including the largest district attorney office down in Houston, Devin Anderson, has endorsed me, as well as your DA in Lubbock and those across West Texas. So that's a high priority for me. Those two things are the most important: fighting Obama and fighting crime along the border.
obviously, you've been keeping up with the recent court decision about gay marriage in Texas. This is a court case that's going to work its way most likely all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. You see public opinion that's out there in the United States, throughout the country, not necessarily here in the state of Texas. You see where judges are starting to overturn these gay marriage bans. How do you plan on fighting to ensure that the ban on gay marriage stays here in Texas?
Chad, I've been talking about this issue since March of last year. Marriage is between one man and one woman, period. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court in the Windsor case decided that they would invalidate the Defense of Marriage Act. That only applies to federal law. It does not apply to state law. Since the founding of our republic, states have had the key role in defining marriage. We define who you can marry and at what age you can marry, and we do it because we have a legitimate public purpose. We know that children raised in a happy, heterosexual, committed marital relationship live to be happy and prosperous and healthy. That is our legitimate public purpose, and we have to continue to adhere to the judicial and Judeo-Christian values of what marriage is. It is a recipe for success between one man and one woman.
Do you think Texas will be successful at defending this case?
I do.
Do you think that when it gets to the Supreme Court, they'll rule in Texas's favor?
You know, we will prosecute this case diligently, and we will do everything in our power to work for success. We'll pray as well. But right now, the Supreme Court is so evenly divided with four committed liberals, three committed conservatives, Justice Roberts on occasion a conservative, and Justice Kennedy being the swing, that those are really the two that we have to appeal to. It is a states' rights issue. States have always been the ones to define what marriage is, whether it's age or whether you can marry your second cousin or your third cousin, and we need to stick with that historical tradition.
Visiting with Commissioner Barry Smitherman, a Republican candidate for Attorney General. This is a very important race that's out there. For those who are still on the fence, what is one thing, maybe two things that you want to get across to the voters out there who will be going to the polls tomorrow?
I'm the one with the experience. I'm the one that knows how to step in on day one and lead. I'm the one fighting Obama. Most people don't realize I'm the only one in this race that's ever tried a criminal case. The other two guys are real estate lawyers and estate planning lawyers. Most people think that's important. So if you will vote for me, you'll have a fighter, a proven fighter, a proven conservative that can get the job done beginning on day one.
Barry Smitherman, you can visit his website, barryfortexas.com. Check out some more of the issues, news, videos, everything else on his website. Appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you, Chad. Take care.
Have a good one.